Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by ECS Corporation.
If you think ECS Corporation only carries escalator parts, you don't know the new ECS. Still one of the industry's largest suppliers of escalator chain and steps, the company also carries door operator equipment, door detectors, fuses, PC boards, and much more. Check them out at booth 1031 at the NAEC convention in Grand Rapids to see why you should make them your first choice for elevator and escalator replacement parts.
This is your daily industry news update for September 18th, 2019. In today's news, Otis has won a contract to supply 190 elevators for a new airport terminal in Kuwait. Engineering teams recently tested space elevator concepts at a gathering in Japan. A skyscraper that resembles a stack of Jenga blocks has been approved in Los Angeles. Quick action by a shopping center employee averted a possible injury after a child's clothing got caught on an escalator handrail, and a tower in New York City has reached a construction milestone.
Otis Kuwait has been awarded a contract to supply 190 elevators for the new Passenger Terminal 2 at Kuwait International Airport, the company has announced. The contract calls for the installation of 171 Gen 2 units with capacities up to 5,000 kilograms and 19 heavy-duty elevators with capacities up to 11 tons. The units feature Otis Regen Drive, Gen 2 flat-coated steel belts, and pulse monitoring systems. The 1.31 billion Kuwaiti dinar, or 4.34 billion U.S. dollar project, calls for a 708,000 square meter building designed to handle 25 million passengers per year as the airport works to meet growing demand for air travel services in Kuwait. Completion is expected in 2022.
2 days of demonstration tests for a space elevator that may one day link Earth and a space station were completed in Minamisoma, Japan on September 15th, the Japan Times reports. During the testing session, the second of its kind, 12 teams from universities and private enterprises each brought a design for a climber, which carried a robot as it ascended a cable attached to a balloon. The project aims to link Earth to an orbiting space station by a cable on which a connected elevator could be used to carry people and supplies. Developers hope such a system could replace rockets as a means to attain orbit. General contractor Obayashi Corp. has said it aims to create a space elevator system by 2050.
A unique-looking skyscraper was unanimously approved by the Los Angeles Planning Commission on September 13th, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports. The proposed 53-story hotel and condo tower would have cantilevered swimming pools that jut out of the upper floors, making it look like an in-progress game of Jenga. The high-rise would also incorporate other water features, including some that would hide the above-ground parking structure with a wall of falling water. The tower would offer 190 hotel rooms and 31 condominiums on a lot that wraps around the Pershing Square building. 12 of the residences would have their own cantilevered swimming pools. The tower was envisioned by Fish and designed by Architectonica. The developer will also contribute to the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund and the Pershing Square Improvement Fund.
A toddler narrowly escaped tragedy when he got trapped on an escalator handrail in a shopping center in Xining, China, Unilad reports. According to the source, footage from the shopping center showed the toddler standing alone at the bottom of the escalator when his clothes got caught in the machinery. The moving handrail dragged the boy up to the second floor, where an employee saw him and pulled him to safety. The boy was not injured in the incident, and it's unclear if his guardians have been spoken to by police.
One Vanderbilt, a super tall office tower in New York City, recently reached a milestone when construction topped out on the skyscraper's tiered steel crown, New York YIMBY reports. All that remained on the building's basic structure was the assembly of a 100-foot-tall architectural spire that will bring the project's total height to 1,401 feet. Designed by Con Peterson Fox and developed by S.L. Green, the 77-story Midtown East Tower will have a 3-story indoor-outdoor public observatory situated 1,020 feet above street level. The curtain wall is quickly approaching the first setback where the observatory will be located. Previous renderings of One Vanderbilt show the facade of the crown portion made up of glass that highlights a dense array of diagonally sloped steel beams. Upward projecting lights will illuminate the crown and architectural spire. Completion of the building is expected in 2020. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.